Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education, and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Is Lecture Still the Best Way to Teach? Let's dive in. Picture this. 200 students, heads down, phones buzzing, while a professor drones on about market economics. Research shows students retain only 5% of lecture content after 2 weeks, yet 83% of college classes are still lecture-based. Today, we're flipping the script. How innovation-centered teaching preserves academic rigor while transforming passive listeners into active learners. Here's the fundamental issue I call the curiosity gap. Lectures answer questions students never asked. Innovation teaching starts with student-generated questions. What would happen if? Or how might we solve? Instead of lecturing about photosynthesis, what if we asked, how would you design a plant for Mars? Suddenly, students aren't just memorizing chemical equations. They're wrestling with real problems that demand creative solutions. The research on active learning is compelling. Freeman's groundbreaking study found that active learning increases student performance by 6% and reduces failure rates by 55%. I use what I call the 10-2 rule. Every 10 minutes of content gives students 2 minutes to process, discuss, or apply. Students move from passive consumption to active construction of knowledge, engaging their working memory and building neural pathways that lectures simply can't create. Let me share a simple technique that revolutionizes any classroom. Think, pair, share. Replace any questions with turn to your neighbor and explain this concept in your own words. Give students 1 minute to think, 2 minutes to pair, 2 minutes to share with the class. This works in any subject: math proofs, historical analysis, scientific observations. You're not just checking comprehension, you're building communication skills and confidence. Here's a real-world example that changed everything for Dr. Sarah Chen. Her intro physics class traditionally had a 40% failure rate. She replaced lectures with physics detective challenges where students investigate real phenomena. When students asked, "Why do ice cubes crack in warm drinks?" it led to discovering thermal expansion through their own experiments and hypothesis testing. Students designed investigations, tested theories, and presented findings. The result? Failure rates dropped to 12%, and student evaluations jumped from 3.2 to 4.6. So here's your Monday morning move. Try the pause protocol. Every 15 minutes, stop and ask students to write one thing they understand and one thing they're confused about. Collect these responses and address confusion immediately. This simple shift transforms monologue into dialogue and gives you real-time feedback on student learning. We're not just changing how we teach content. We're modeling the innovation mindset our students need for life. When students actively engage, question, and collaborate, they're practicing the critical thinking and problem-solving skills that no AI can replace. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.